So welcome to our September meeting of the Interpretations Committee. For those of you watching, you'll see that we have got a bit of an experiment today, a combination of in-person and virtual. So we have got eight of us in the room here in the boardroom based on the social distancing requirements. So it's thank you for those of you who are able to be here today, our UK or London-based members. We also have a number of new members and a couple of new observers to the committee today. So I just wanted to quickly introduce our new members and apologise to them in advance that they're joining at such a strange environment where you're on a screen, but hopefully it will be still work well. So in terms of new members, I've got four new Interpretation Committee members to introduce. I'll get you to put up your hand and wave, maybe, so we can identify who you are, if that's all right. Renata, who has her hand up at the moment, is our new member who's joining us. She's based in Brazil. Donna, if you could put your hand up, is joining us from South Africa. Have John. Yes, waving there from the US. And Sophie, joining us from France. So welcome. We are very happy to welcome you to the Interpretations Committee. In addition, you might remember last time that two of our board member observers had their last meeting because they've retired from the board. So we have two new board member observers who are going to be joining the committee. The first of those on the screen is Rika, who's joining us remotely today. And in the room, we have Jing Chao. So six new faces at the table, just to add to the excitement of the Interpretations Committee today. So welcome, everybody. I will be watching the chat. Javid set me up here, so I can see the chat. If anybody wants to come in, I suggest that you let me know in the chat room, and I'll keep an eye on that to make sure that I don't miss you. Sometimes when you put your hand up with so many faces on the screen, I might miss you inadvertently. And with that, I think we're ready to start. And we're going to start today with a new question that's come into us, which is dealing with the interaction between IFRS 10 and IFRS 16. And Ken, is it going to be Ken, who's going to tee up the paper for us? Handing to you, Ken.
Yeah, thank you.